Good afternoon, I'm Madonna Guy, and this is The Natural Alternative. Welcome. Look, I wanted to chat today about what we can do about people who are being jab damaged and people who are struggling to get over coronavirus or the COVID-19 that is potentially plaguing the planet for those of people who are convinced that that's the case. I personally don't know after 3 years whether or not the whole thing's a whitewash. I know people have gotten sick, but whether or not that's because we have simultaneously put up 5G towers around the world, having interviewed people like Arthur Furstenberg, I'm now more confused than I've ever been. However, what I am seeing, of course, under my microscope when I do live blood, and what Dr. David Nixon and what Dr. Anna Mahalsia and many other doctors around the world are seeing is that we are seeing things in our blood we should not be seeing, both vaccinated and unvaccinated blood. David is doing lots of experiments with trying to work out what helps to break down these substances under the microscope. He's doing amazing work. And we still have naysayers everywhere saying, oh, well, you know, what a load of crap. But it's very, very interesting watching the way that he works. So I've been part of a scientific research group for 9 months so far, 2-3 hours every Wednesday morning, and people from around the globe have been giving information. So that is my life at the moment. So I've put together a little bit of a emailable description about what I'm using with different symptoms. And I suppose I'm the only one in the group who is a naturopath, not a doctor, not a scientist. So the way that a lot of scientists and doctors think, and I'm training Dr. David Nixon not to think like a doctor. He's been a doctor for over 20 years. He knows how to think like a doctor. So they think one drug. That's what they think. They're trying to find one thing that fixes all of these things. This is a lot more complicated than that. And the reason I say that is that the treatment categories go on and on, you know. So when we're trying to get someone over COVID-19, if that's what it is, whether it's 5G poisoning, whether or not it is, who know, whether or not it is from the vaccine toxins, we've got to look at cellular repair. We've got to look at mitochondrial repair, endothelial repair, macro and nano inorganic particle repair, anti-spike protein therapy, lipid nanoparticle damage repair, anti-exosome therapy, because exosomes may contain mRNA long-term and thus produce spike proteins long-term. We need to look at repairing the blood-brain barrier. We need to look at the brain and the neuronal and synapse repair. We need heart, myocardial and pericardial repair, autoimmune system repair, anti-prion diseases, anti-epigenetics, fertility boosting therapies and ovarian regeneration, biomimicry, and dietary therapies. So there's so many ways we need to be looking at this from the perspective of supporting people moving back to health daily for the rest of their lives, because that's really what this is going to be. There's going to be no one treatment plan for everyone. But nonetheless, this week, David had an amazing success story. He had a 27-year-old fisherman who'd had a couple of jabs, and he's been having the most rotten year of health of his life. And so David has got a Faraday cage. So one of the things that we've been hearing since the jabs have come out, that some people have MAC addresses once they've been jabbed. So that's been something floating around the internet for a couple of years now. And David wanted to prove one way or the other whether it was the case. Well, this young fisherman had two MAC addresses. So what David did was sort of his experimental first off thing was a huge dose of vitamin D. I think it was 50,000 international units of vitamin D, might have been 25,000, but then it was either 25 or 50 milligrams of ivermectin and some nano gold particles that he'd had made up for him. Within an hour, the guy actually was feeling the best he'd felt all year. And by the time it got to a few hours later, the MAC addresses did not show. Now, of course, the first question is this permanent? The unfortunate answer is no. None of these things are going to be permanent because many of these technologies that are being injected into us and dropped from our skies are actually self-replicating technology. I'm reading a book at the moment called Geoengineered Transhumanism by Elena Freeland. There's a fantastic interview, if you missed it, with Dr. Anna Mahalsia, maybe last week, might have been the week before, but basically, her book is phenomenal, and this woman has decades of experience in looking at microtechnology, biotechnology, bioweapons, chemtrails, Morgellons, so many things that are in our environment, how they're being used to make us more AI, and what we can do about it. Now, the nice thing about Elena was that she has so much knowledge that she believes we've had nanoparticulates, nanotechnology, AI dropped on us for at least 15 years. It's in our food, it's in our pharmaceuticals, it's in our vitamins and minerals, it's sort of everywhere. So we need to be thinking detox, 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 detox for the rest of our lives. There's not a lot of help for it. So it's about whatever we can do on a daily basis, we have to do as soon as we have symptoms in a specific organ of our body, because you can't take everything either. No one can afford that. So it's as soon as you get symptoms of, say, your heart, of your brain, of your skin, of your liver, your digestion, your reproductive organs, your spine, your nervous system, then we need to focus on those things. So, I'm going to have in the blurb about this, I'm going to put the email as my blurb that I send out to people as a bit of an overview with suggestions. But I thought I'd just mention a couple of little bits and pieces that I've been using with really good success this year. It's been an awful week. It's just been an awful week. There's been, it's one of those weeks that just reminds you that this stuff is real. And even though they're not all from the same cause, one of my good friends lost a 28-year-old nephew this week. One of my clients lost a 13-year-old nephew this week. One of my cousins, her sister had a baby. She had mastitis, and the baby was having major, major health issues, and they blamed it on the mastitis. The mother, of course, was jabbed. The father, of course, was jabbed. But interesting that as soon as that energy was there, I thought, right, so the mother gets blamed again. Here we've got a little bubby who potentially is being breastfed spike proteins. The little bubby's nervous system and gut aren't dealing with it, but the mum gets the blame. This is the way our medical system works at the moment. It's not very kind. It's not very polite. It's certainly not very human at the moment. In fact, I just had a visitor, one of my clients. He's had three Moderna shots and now he has Parkinson's. He's 57 years old and but can barely walk. And even though the supplements that I give him and his massage therapist give him do him the world of good, they won't let him have them in our hospital system. So they'll give him lots of drugs, but they refuse 100% to give him any natural products. Quite an evil world we're living in at the moment. So a couple of the little things that I wanted to chat about. For a start, once again, I'll put a little thing down the bottom, the ASEA products. So the bottle and the gel. So the gel I love as well because the gel is something that you can use anywhere, anytime. So the two products. And the thing that I love about these little guys is that they renew, regenerate, and detoxify any system, any cell. If it is not working well, it's not detoxifying or renewing or regenerating. This is identical to what our mitochondria is supposed to make in every cell of our body. That's why I love it. So there's not a single function in the body that doesn't require cells. So therefore, that is something, if we can afford it, it's good to have in the background as something that's just cleansing the terrain of our body on a moment by moment, day by day basis moving forward into this crazy future of ours. The spike proteins themselves, with either long COVID or the vaccines, a combination of bromelains and acetylcysteine. So in Australia, there's lots of products that bromelains is part of the equation. So for example, things like Orthoplex Green Repairase or Metagenics Allergies, both of those two products are things that have anti-inflammatories, including bromelains in. They also have quercetin, which is one of the things 18 months ago we knew that was a weak hydroxychloroquine. So using quercetin and zinc, quercetin helps to prime the cell membranes so that the zinc can get into the cells and kill viruses and bacteria, so that we can't, so an infection can't take on. Because these are synthetic, we obviously don't know how they work. Because it's gain of function research, we know they're more toxic than normal run-of-the-mill coronaviruses. N-acetylcysteine and bromelain, so NAC, it's like anti-mucus as well. So it helps to break down mucus. So if we're feeling mucusy in the nasal passages, in the throat, in the gut, the NAC is one of the things that can help. But there is research that shows that the combination of NAC and bromelains help to break the back of the coronaviruses, both synthetic and natural. If we're having heart damage, because a lot of people are ending up with heart failure, then the ASEA gel externally on the heart. But the other thing that I love using in that place is Cerule Stem Enhance, because stem cells, when you take two Cerule Stem Enhance, you're releasing between 4 and 10 million stem cells out into the bloodstream within 40 minutes. Stem cells are drawn to the area in your body that are struggling the most. So you can imagine, if you've got stuff going on in your entire body, you might have a sore toe. But if you've got an inflamed heart, stem cells are going to go, gee, do I need to go to the heart or the toe? And they're going to pick the organ that's most involved in keeping you alive. So therefore, the heart's going to be one of the things that stem cells will go to first. And I love the Cerule stem cells, well and truly proven scientifically. And I say that with a skeptical, you know, scientifically, but these guys I know and trust, funnily enough. When we're looking at endothelial cells and epithelial cells, that's things like the gut lining, the uterine lining, the ovaries, the lungs. We need things like essential fatty acids, our vitamins A, D, E, and K. We need them for clotting. We need them for capillary strength. There's also the N-acetylcysteine is actually anti-clotting as well. So N-acetylcysteine does a few things too. There's also a product by Cerule called Plasma Flow. So I'll pop that down the bottom as well. Plasma Flow is, it also helps to break down fibrin. So there's been some of the autopsies have been shown that people are dying with these massive blood clots. Some of them are blood, some of them are fibrin, some of them are amyloid plaque, some of them are hydrogel. They seem to have all sorts of Morgellon type ingredients in these clots that people are dying of. So we need to be keeping our blood healthy and happy and thin and hydrated. With my bioresonance, I find that some people have their MTHFR genes flipped on and off throughout this time. So if we've got an MTHFR gene, it can impact on our ability to get the B complex out of our foods, to convert our inactivated Bs into activated Bs. So activated B vitamins, green vitamins, green leafy veggies and that sort of thing are really important. Natural organic grains, natural organic rice have a lot of greens in them as well, have a lot of B complex in them as well. Because of the stress associated with the last 3 years, people are acidic, people are struggling from a stress perspective. And when we're stressed, our blood gets more acidic. When our blood gets more acidic, we actually chew up a lot more of our minerals. So we will pull magnesium from our muscles, potassium from our nerves, calcium from our bones in order to alkalize our blood supply. When we start running out of those minerals because our foods are so depleted these days, then our body just keeps on trying to get it out of our body's tissues. When it starts feeling under the hammer doing this, it's just going to stop bothering. And that's when ill health really takes hold. We need things to convert our thyroid hormones from T4 to T3. T4 is our inactivated thyroid hormone. We need to convert it into our T3. And in order to have those happen, we need things like N-acetylcarnitine, iodine, tyrosine, selenium, magnesium, manganese. So a really good something high in minerals is a good idea. And once again, eating organically, you're going to be getting a lot more minerals in your diet. We need to keep our kidneys and liver going. And I also heard that dandelion leaf supports the body in dealing with coronaviruses, particularly through the kidneys, faster. So some people are ending up with fluid and that sort of thing. And licorice is an amazing herb to stop us getting fatty liver after the coronavirus and the vaccine. So licorice as a natural herb is high in a nutrient called glycyrrhiza. And glycyrrhiza seems to be supporting the liver during these crazy coronavirus shenanigans going on at the moment. With people who are struggling from the mitochondria perspective, so energy, so once again, because our body makes our mitochondria actually make redox signaling molecules. If we've got chronic fatigue, this is going to be one of the best things to get onto so that our cells can start replenishing those redox signaling molecules it just hasn't been making. But we also need to think, is it body or is it brain exhaustion? If it's brain exhaustion, that herbs like ginkgo and bacopa, essential fatty acids, eicosapentaenoic acid from fish oils, making sure you get really good quality fish oils, otherwise they're filled with the toxins in the oceans. We need to be looking at things like magnesium. You can't make ATP from your mitochondria without magnesium. There's herbs like holy basil and maca and rhodiola, schisandra, cordyceps. So there's so many things that we can do to support the thyroid and adrenals. The stem cells, again, you know, if we are not making enough stem cells, and with stem cells, our maximum amount is generally about when we're 25 and we release about 5 to 10% per decade from then on. We release less per decade. Same with the redox molecules. We release less and less and less. I think it's from 15 years old, we have the maximum redox signaling molecules that we have in our life. Now, little children who have issues early on in life, those have been born with a lack of redox signaling molecules. And once again, the thing I love about the gel is that it can be used anytime. If someone has got brain injury, you can use it as close to the skull as possible. You can put the ASEA liquid into a plastic water bottle or a glass water bottle, no metal, and you can actually spray it all around the head to allow it to get into the brain. Spray it all over the head and neck so that those molecules get as close as possible to the brain. When we are taking it, you know, and you put it in your mouth and you just let it swish around on the inside of the mouth, you can actually also use it because I know a lot of people have eye injuries and hearing injuries. You can spray it inside your ear, you can spray it in your eyes, you can actually use a little eye bath and just swish your eyes morning and night. I tend to swallow that water as well afterwards because it's my energy. It's my body. I can do that if I choose. So, yeah, there's so much you can do with the brain. Yeah, if it's body energy, I love the ginseng family. So, there's nutrients like withania, Korean ginseng, Siberian ginseng, Tianqi ginseng, American ginseng. There's lots of herbs and nutrients that really help to support solid background energy for us. If people are getting lung issues, besides using the ASEA gel externally on the lungs, they can also use the breathing devices and breathe the ASEA water down, as a steam down directly into the lungs. You can use a diffuser, so however you can get it in so that you're breathing it in so that those cells in the lungs can actually regenerate, recuperate, and detoxify as well. But there's also herbs like for the lungs, like mullein, elecampane, eyebright, grindelia, golden seal, golden rod, reishi. Those sort of things are amazing at helping to break down biofilms in the body. We need to get our vitamin D levels up. That's something your doctors should be doing with you regularly if you trust doctors anymore. Vitamin A, amazing for the endothelial and epithelial tissue of the mucous membranes in the body. Really important for the sinuses, really important for the lungs, really important for the eyes. Back to the heart. We need magnesium and potassium combinations. Things like coenzyme Q10 are crucial for the heart and for the mitochondrial energy. So antioxidants don't work well in the body if we don't have the redox signaling molecules to tell them what to do. Interesting, huh? It's almost like everything's connected in some divine way. Yeah, so for the heart, my favorites are things like high potency magnesium supplements, coenzyme Q10, Stem Enhance, and the ASEA Renew Gel and the ASEA Liquid. If you've got an advanced D-dimer or a So D-dimer indicates micro blood clotting, and it is a precursor to strokes and aneurysms. Then once again, the ASEA liquid, the Renew 28, the ginkgo biloba, feverfew, garlic, ginger, dendrochen, chamomile, celery, horse chestnut, cayenne pepper, arjuna, gota kola, the curcuminoids and turmeric, and the cerule plasma flow. And EMF protection. We need to be protecting ourselves from Wi-Fi. We need to be protecting ourselves from 5G. So we need things that are going to help to support, protect us as they turn on this 5G around the world. So in my interview recently with Arthur Furstenberg, he was saying that EMFs are more likely to thin the blood, was his understanding. But he personally had a heart attack in his second year of med school, and it was the devices around him. And this is 40 years ago, it was the devices in the hospital. And from that moment, for 3 years afterwards, he could feel when he was around devices and machinery. We are electrical. That's why these substances are so dangerous to us if we're not looking after ourselves. We know there's going to be, there's, okay, we know there's fertility issues coming up. For both men and women, we've got to get the EMFs, the electromagnetic frequencies, toxicity, environmental challenges, nutritional challenges, long COVID vaccine toxins, all of these things can affect fertility. So we've got to clean up cellular debris with everything we've been chatting about. Eat as healthily as possible, eat organic where possible. Don't forget that sperm are 80% zinc by weight. We need zinc. We need DHA. We need EPA. We can't detox estrogen without zinc. We can't create progesterone without zinc. We need to clean up our little ovaries. Once again, thinking the Renew 28 ASEA gel, using it over the ovaries to support it locally. We can use things for. Additionally to what we've chatted about, other things for vaccination, detoxification that have been muscle testing up with people the last 2 years, N-acetylcysteine, high doses of buffered vitamin C, the ASEA liquid and gel daily, Stem Enhance if we're exhausted or not regenerating, the plasma flow if we've got clotting, carbon-60, fulvic acid, humic acid, zeolites, all pull toxins out of the body. Parasite detoxification. One of the things I'm finding with the bioresonance is that, especially around the full moon, many people have got lots of parasites showing up in their body. So it's not a bad idea to do a week parasite detox each month. It can't hurt you. But if you've had your appendix removed, you definitely need to do this because appendixes release an antiparasitic hormone. So it's usually a good idea to start one day before the full moon and go to about six, so about a week. So about 6 days after the full moon, and really whatever parasite supplement you buy off the shelf, double it for the week. So that's a really good amount because we know that parasites can actually eat your neurotransmitters in your gut. That can make you tired. It can make you sleep like crap. It can make you feel depressed and moody and angry. And it with kids, how many ADHD kids and autistic kids are riddled with parasites? It's a really common connection. So I've got a client sitting out there waiting to come in. So that's all I've got time for today. I hope that was clear enough. I'll put like little notes down the bottom. I'll put the email that I'm sending to people as my information for this video. I hope that's useful. I'm trying to update it as the year goes on. It's going to be a great year, 2023. Let's hope to enjoy the spiritual battle as it rolls on. Love everyone while they're here. Take care. Bye, everyone.